What's happening, everybody? You're tuning in to Music and Motivation with Chris Davis. This is episode number 164, and if you're a veteran of the podcast, well, you know I like to start off with a little bit of music. I'm a musician by trade, and if you're new, well, you're starting in at a weird point, because today I got something special for the intro music. This is, you know, we've had a lot of weird stuff going on these last couple weeks here in America. A lot of inner turmoil and division, as I'd say. And we're coming right up on the 4th of July. And I gotta say, I'm in an American band. I love being an American a lot of the time. But it's been tough this last week. And nobody sums it up and brings us together like one of my favorite people that inspires me. My man, Joey Diaz. It's my uncle, everybody. Here's the national anthem with Joey Diaz.
And let me tell you something, anyway. Get up, cocksuckers, it's all over. Listen, we had a rough couple of months. Fucking Katrina's cousin Maria, the other one, Puerto Rico, Houston, fucking Florida. Listen, it's been tough up to now. The earthquake in Mexico. You know, the White House, whoever the fuck is going on, but it don't matter. They want to shoot, it's time for us to fucking shoot, cocksuckers. They want to get down and dirty, don't forget who the fuck we are, you understand me? We're the baddest motherfuckers out there. You send a message to that fucking North Korean, he's going to be sniffing my dick and sucking my asshole. That's the focus. We're going to North Korea in like a year. It's going to be an island. It's going to glow in the dark. You know why? Because we're Americans, cocksuckers. Who the fuck do you think you're dealing with? Stop with the gun control. They're selling more guns than ever the last 3 days. Stop with the fucking whining. Stop with the Russians on Facebook. I don't give a fuck. Worry about yourself. Keep your eyes open. And get the fuck off Snapchat and fucking Twitter, cocksucker. Stay black.
What a way to start the podcast off today, everybody. Hey, how's it going? It's your boy, Chris Davis. And if you're tuning in, man, thank you for tuning in, bro. This is the place for you today to get a little bit of motivation and a little bit of hang time with your boy, Chris. So checking my levels real quick because I did a poor job. I hope y'all enjoyed that. I sure enjoy my man, Joey Diaz. He's one of the main guys who inspired me to get into podcasting. And when I'm having a rough day, man, I listen to him. Obviously, if you had some effect from that, you get what I'm talking about, okay? In fact, one of the worst jobs I ever had, which I'm not going to say their name so I don't get sued on accident, right? But I was a barback, and one of the worst situations I've been in as far as jobs. But I got paid. I figured out a situation to get paid a lot out of this job. I got lots of tips from it. So, but it was a terrible, nasty, horribly demeaning job. And I listened to his morning joint to get through it. And, dude, that's actually, at the time, it was a Periscope thing. It was called Uncle Joey's. No, I think it was like. Yeah, it was the morning joint with Joey Diaz. It was pretty awesome. So. Anyways, moving on, dude. It has been a second. I want to go ahead at the top of the hour to thank my last guest, Octay Draws, for coming on with us, man. We had such a blast talking with him. And honestly, really cool to see some musicians from the European side of stuff. You know what I mean? And so grateful to have him and take up a little bit of his time and have him share his music with us, man. So I really, again, I want you guys to go check out Octay Draws. Go check out that last episode. I have all the links in the description of the last episode, but you can find them on everything. YouTube, Spotify, any listening platform. That's my man, Octay Draws, also on Instagram. Okay. So it's been a while. I had that episode with him June 15th, and today I'm recording this June 29th, Wednesday. And I've been busy, thus the lack of an episode last week. In fact, whew, This last week kicked my butt, dude. Let's see. Let's back it up a little bit. So, I had that last episode with Octay Druss. Thank him again for coming on, because, man, that was awesome. We had a fun time talking, and really, really cool dude. That weekend was Father's Day weekend. I had a lot going on. I had to rehearse before our concert this last Friday, the 24th, which I'll get to in a minute. But, I mean, we had Father's Day brunch with my in-laws. That was awesome. We had a great time and pestered my brother-in-law at work, and that was that was super fun. My my brother-in-law is, like, waiting tables, and, like, we're sitting in his section. My father-in-law yells at him, "Hey, drink monkey." Obviously, not everybody knows that we're related, so it was just like, oh, shit. Shit. But we had a great time, and good Father's Day there. For Father's Day on my side, we went to Shakespeare in the Park. Had an awesome time. Lovely play. And I helped my dad take down half a tree. So we looked super redneck leaving that bottom half of a pine tree. And then we took more of it this last weekend. And now it's down to just like a stump. So we're getting there, man. We're getting there. But donating your time and trying to make Father's Day special and meaningful in a number of ways. It was all a success. I hope your fathers had a great Father's Day, too. You know what I'm saying? If not, if you're just getting to see him this week, man, take him out for dinner. Do something nice because, you know, count yourself lucky if you got a father still. You know what I mean? So many people don't got a dad, or their dad has passed away, or a number of things, right? So you got to be grateful for the people you still got in your life constantly, man. I have to, too. And, it, you know, want to take care of the old man. Want to make sure he's around for as long as he can, you know. So I try to take over some brunt labor stuff when I can. More so than most people would. Let's see. So Father's Day was cool. That last Tuesday, the 21st of June, me and my, like, some of my best homies ever, and my wife, and my family, my dad, my mom, my sister, all went and saw Dead & Company here in St. Louis. And that was the time, dude. I've never tailgated anything, like, drink and eat and kick it in, like, the back of a car before, in a parking lot, right? Did a little bit of that. At Grateful Dead shows, there's this place called Shakedown Street, which is where all the unofficial merchandise vendors and other stuff, congregate to sell you their wares, right? It's very hippie, a lot of tie-dye, a lot of homemade stuff. We went and checked that out and then tailgated till the show started. And we had a great-ass time, man. Great sets, good times, and sounds like nobody got sick, so what more can you ask for, you know what I'm saying? Great, great time. First time and best time tailgating ever. Always a trip to see my favorite band out there. And grateful to have had the day off. You know what I mean? That doesn't really happen for me very often. So grateful to have a weekday off ever. You know what I mean? So let's see. What else is going on? So that was Tuesday. That gave me 2 days to prep for my concert on Friday the 24th with Forgiving Tree at Sky Music Lounge. And that was a trip as well, bro. That was so cool. We had to bring at least 45 people to get paid. And the unofficial count was 57. So we blew it off. We got paid. And we played a killer. We played 2 hour sets. That was awesome. A lot of great music was played. Probably our best show yet, as always. You know, it seems like every show they just get better and better. So a lot of fun doing our first show with our new drummer too, which also worked out. Alex had a great time, played awesome. We were all like, the chemistry was there, so it was tremendous, dude. Tight concert, that's what I'm saying. Tight. Okay. And also, we had an after party to said concert that was killer. You know what I mean? We brought just, you know, the homies, anybody who helped us carry stuff to the car, you know, which all of you, thank you. Thank you so much for your help. You know, these concerts don't happen without you. If you came out and saw us, thank you. If you helped us carry anything, thank you. We love you, man. We love you. And the community that's, like, happening at these shows and, like, growing, so cool to watch, dude. So thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. It doesn't happen without you, 100%. But that after party was pretty sweet, my man. If you were there, you know. It was good. It was a good time. Haven't had a successful, like, after party to a show in forever, because the last couple shows were, like, just so late. Like, they would start at, like, 10. We'd be going on at 10 and lose our crowd by the time we're fucking getting off there, you know what I mean? So it was nice to do an early show. It was nice to have an after party. It was nice to feel like champions this time, because we were. It was pretty cool. Let's see, what else? After party was cool. Looking at my calendar, what else did we do? I've just been busy, man. If I'm not doing fun, cool concert shit like that. Oh, I saw Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience on Saturday. So the day after our show, we kind of took the morning off. We cleaned up, kind of put shit away. And then we went to dinner with the in-laws and saw a concert with them, which I love Led Zeppelin. That was probably my first favorite band. Okay, I'd say Grateful Dead is for sure favorite band, but they were first, okay? I love Jimmy Page as a guitarist. So it was a treat to get to go kick it with the in-laws, you know, go enjoy something we all enjoy. And, you know, relate, kick it. You know, remind everybody that we love each other kind of thing, and we're grateful to be around and kick it. So they always do such nice stuff for us, and if what makes them happy is us spending a little time with them, you bet I got your backs, because here's the deal, you're cool people anyways, you know. It's they always like pretend like it's such a burden to go kick it with them, and we enjoy it. They're fun people, you know what I mean. A weekend at the lake with y'all is tremendous. You know what I'm saying? So, let's see. So the concert, tremendous. I gotta say, I mean, they do a good job. If Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience comes to your town and you like Led Zeppelin, it's as just as good. It's not even like a cover band. I wouldn't even say it's a cover band. They do the songs their own way, but they fucking kill them above and beyond. And they're all super talented, and that's the closest you're going to come to hearing the real thing. They were doing live versions of songs and just deep cuts. Oh my God, it was awesome. So, Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience. Go check him out. Let's see. Oh my God. And that's about it. That's about what I've been up to. I've just been either catching up on work or lawns or vice versa, you know, outside of that. This weekend coming up, we got July 4th. And if you didn't know, your boy's birthday is July 3rd. Okay. So my birthday is this upcoming Sunday. I guess this is my birthday episode. Fuck that. Who cares? We're past the 10-minute point. I can curse now. I fucking hate birthdays. I hate other people's birthdays, and I hate my birthday. And I pretend not to hate other people's birthdays. Because, you know what? I enjoy them because I try to make them feel special. You try to do something fun. If they matter to you, you'll love to do something with them. That's not what I'm talking about. I hate the fact that we get older. I hate the fact that I get older. Time is bullshit. It's all the same day, man, but my body doesn't think so. You know what I'm saying? So, not excited. I'm going to be 26. On July 3rd, and I'm going to deal with it. Now, here's the plus. I get to go down to Kentucky to see my family this upcoming weekend, which will be cool. Go do a little 4th of July shit, do a little barbecuing, a little lake time, a little kicking it with the fam. So that's going to be awesome. Probably finish the work we've been doing on Grandma and Grandpa's house, so that's awesome. You know, make my grandma smile by hanging up some of the pictures that were fucked up in the tornado. So, you know, it'll be good. It'll be a great time. I love my family. And then the weekend after, the weekend of, like, I don't know, the 8th, 9th, I'm going down to Lake of the Ozarks with all my boys. So I'll be back next week for sure to let you know how the weekend went before that. But it's going to be a great time going down to the Lake of the Ozarks as well. One of my favorite, both two of my favorite places in the world, Kentucky Lake and Lake of the Ozarks. You know you're from the Midwest when you love going to a lake, bro. When it's not just all fields and you get a little bit of water. But there ain't no rip currents to be, you know, just a little bit of drunken boatery you got to watch out for. And, you know, fuck drunk boater. Fuck people who are driving drunk on the lake. Just saying. This is how you get. You ever watched a boat collision? Shit's terrifying. Also, you know what I mean? Shit goes everywhere. And you're in a shitty place to get hurt. You know what I mean? You get hurt, you get knocked out, whatever. You're going to drown. If not, fucking bleed out, right? So, wow, this got really fun. Happy Monday and happy Wednesday, everybody. I don't have a whole lot in me today, guys. It's been long, tough. There's been ups and downs. I love going to all those concerts. Those were a lot of ups last week. There were a lot of downs this week. You know, I was doing plumbing yesterday. That sucks. Fuck plumbing. If you know what, if you've ever done any plumbing, you know what I'm talking about. Fuck plumbing. And I had to switch a sink out in my kitchen. And How many trips to Lowe's do you think it took? This is your chance to answer a comment below. It took me 3 trips to Lowe's. That's some bullshit. You know what I mean? So, 1 trip to get the sink. 1 trip because I figured out that the old sink didn't have hoses, like unattachable hoses, like detachable hoses. And I had to go buy some new ones to hook the new sink up. And then I found out I bought the wrong ones, dude. Great. So, yeah, yesterday, what should have been a 45-minute job for me was really a fucking 4-hour ordeal before and after work. And that was not fun. I was a grumpy mofo yesterday, which is why I'm having a little trouble with the pod today. No worries, because it's for you guys, and I love you guys. That's what's up. Mad love and respect. Thank you guys for being here, just as I'm thankful I'm here today to be with you. God, I love my band. I love The Forgiving Tree. If you haven't checked them out already, guys, go onto YouTube. It's the only place we got stuff up right now. But we're in the process of recording some stuff that should be out by the end of July, okay? But Forgiving Tree Band, The Forgiving Tree, I think we're going to stick with just Forgiving Tree, and then you can add on whatever the fuck you want to it to make it yours, right? Man, I love them. We make some good music, and it feels good to make good music with good musicians, and I love it. Get you some good musicians to play with, guys. It's that time, you know? If you have, there's so many Facebook groups out there that are like Musicians Unite. You know, whatever city you're in, say you're in Wichita, search Wichita Musicians in Facebook, and you're going to find a bunch of fucking groups that are going to help you find and connect with other musicians for free. You know what I'm saying? There's all these, like, websites that if you pay a subscription, you can fucking do the same thing. Do it for free with Facebook groups and kind of vet through who you even want to jam with, though. You know, kind of be specific. Come up with goals. Like always, I say write down those goals, guys. I already got my goals written down this week. And I'm trying to cross them off, just like you guys should, okay? I got little goals and I got big goals. And the little ones are the ones that get written down every week. But I got to look at those big goals to keep them fresh in my mind. So I don't forget, don't lose sight. Don't forget that I'm working for something that's bigger than myself. You know what I mean? Because if I do that, I get depressed. If I don't do that, if I forget that I'm goal-oriented, that I'm not progressing, that I'm not becoming something better, I get a little in my head. I get a little depressed. You know what I mean? So keep those big goals in mind. Work for something. Make your life matter a little bit to you. You know what I mean? Pick something that makes you happy, that drives you, that makes you want to fucking wake up every day and take deep breaths of air and enjoy the fuck out of it. You know what I mean? That's why I play music. That's why I play in a band. And that's why I love the fuck out of my band, dude. Because it gives me a reason to wake up and, you know. So, I don't want to do like all my different segments today, guys. But what I do want to say is I love you. And if you came out to support us at the show, man, I love you, bro. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to my man, Will Bowles. Hey, Will, if you're watching this, bro, happy birthday. I didn't get to be with you on our birthday this year. My man, Will Bowles, was born a couple hours apart from me, man. In fact, I was born on July 3rd, so this upcoming Sunday is my birthday. His birthday would be Saturday, July 2nd. And this dude is my oldest friend. I've known this guy since I was in kindergarten, bro. And if I was five then, I've known this dude 20 years of my fucking life, dude. I've known that guy since 2000, basically. 1999, even, maybe. I've known that guy since the 90s, bro. That's crazy. So, hey, happy birthday, man. And, hey, next year we got to figure some way to go fucking do something on our birthday, okay? That's all I'm saying. I love it. I love you. Happy birthday. You motherfucking savage. I don't know a whole lot else, gang. I hope you nothing but the best. Hey, dude, we got a lot of fucking shit-ass news in America this week. I want you to try to stay on top of it. I'm trying not to talk too much about it because everybody's talking about it. And every time somebody talks about it, it just makes me fucking want to throw up. It makes me so mad and so angry and so depressed. And just, it's a lot, dude. But here's the deal. I feel like it's those Supreme Court justices' decision to incite / divide America even more in a time it's already so divided and so divisive here. They want to make it so divisive that there's no way for us to unite under a common cause ever because we're so, you know, we're all so clicked up like it's a high school, you know what I mean? And I want you guys to know first and foremost, as this 4th of July is coming up, that I am an American and I'm proud of it. But I ain't no Republican, and I ain't no Democrat, and I ain't no political party. I am Chris Davis, and I'm an American, and I love it. I love it. I love you guys. I think this country's great. I think it's got a lot of great things going for it. I think it was built on a lot of bad systems. I think it was built on a lot of hate and discrimination that we need to accept. We need to understand. We need to fucking, like, move on from, man. You know me, man. I love everybody. Gay, straight, black, white, trans, whatever, man. We love you guys. I want you guys, as fucking divided as we are right now, I want you guys to just be as nice as possible. Be nice to people. What I'm seeing is an America that's so fucking mean and so hateful and so quick to see red and just fucking blow up, literally sometimes. We need to step away from that, man. We need to be more like, well, sometimes I go WWJD, and for all you people who don't like Jesus freaks, this is not a Jesus thing. To me, I say, what would Jerry do? Jerry from the Grateful Dead. And the answer is probably drugs. But he would tell you to be kind. That's his big thing. That was his big quote, is just be kind, man. There's no time to hate, dude. We're only here for such a short amount of time. Why you gotta hate? Why you gotta be hateful? Why you gotta be mean? Why you gotta make somebody else's day fucked up, dude? It's always a struggle. Life is a struggle. That's not America. That's necessarily... It is, to an extent. It's fucked here right now, man. Inflation's up. I heard that job rates are gonna go down. Like, people are firing because of all the news we keep getting. The economy seems fucked. Gas prices are up. I bet suicide is up. You know, it just feels bad right now, dude. So, amidst all the bad, we need some little bit of light, dude. And that comes from me, and that comes from you. And I need you to be kind, okay? Be kind to your neighbors. Be kind to your people at work. I'm guilty of blowing up at work, too, when people aren't listening. Shit's not, you know. It's been tough, dude. It's been tough! We need to fucking defuse a little bit, you know? Just be nice. Be kind. Be courteous. Be polite. I'm Trying to think of all the things that make a Boy Scout, because I'm an Eagle Scout, right? A Scout is courteous, kind. Ah, shit, I'm going to fuck this up so bad. So forgive me. If anybody can comment it, if anybody knows what I'm talking about. Trustworthy, loyal, brave, clean, courteous, trustworthy, loyal. I'm fucking it up so bad. Clean and reverent. Thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Something like that. I did pretty okay. But those are all things we need fucking in America right now, dude. It's tough out there. And hey, I need you guys to chill out on the road, man. Lose the road rage, bro. We all need to get to where we're going alive. That's rule number one, right? We need to get there. We need to make it home alive. So cool it on the road rage. Cool it on the fucking merging without blinkers. You got blinkers, use them. That's all I'm saying. Say it might save your fucking life, dude. Mad love and respect, everybody. St. Louis drivers just suck, you know? If you come to St. Louis, get somebody else to drive you. Somebody who knows the highways and shit. Dude, that's all I got for today. I love you guys. I'm going to be back next week, too. Hey, if you can, wish me a happy birthday in the comments. It'll probably mean the world to me, dude. It'll mean the world to me. So, you know. Or, you know, go hit up our voicemail. I think the link for our voicemail is in the description below, dude. Hit that, bro. We love you, man. Hey, I'm going to get out of here. You guys have a tremendous week, bro. Wish me luck on my birthday so that it goes well, because you know how birthdays can go. If it goes bad, you're like, fuck, well, the whole year's fucked. Cool. So, wish me luck. Bye. Hey, have a great week, everybody. If you're going through shit, man, there's plenty of hotlines. You can hit up the Music and Motivation voicemail in the description below. But keep trucking, man. You got this shit, and times are going to get better, okay? Focus on the people that you love, the little things that bring you joy in life, because those are some of the things that make it worth living amongst other things, right? So, I love you. Be good, everybody. Bye.